Previously, I spoke about flip-flop or D-type migration. This slide just crystallizes what that is. Here we have a very simple example of an AND gate. Its inputs are registered. Overall, we get the same functionality if the output is registered. But of course, the timings with respect to the clock have moved. So the output Y is arriving earlier in the clock cycle on the right hand side. On the other hand, on the right hand side, the inputs A and B need to be available themselves earlier within the clock cycle. Looking at that in Verilog RTL terms, supposing we have a couple of assignments setting up A as the addition of B and C, and then setting Q to either be A or 0, then the first migration illustrated is a transformation. It's what we call a source-to-source transformation in compiler jargon, because the input and output of the rewriting operation are both source code of the same type for the Verilog compilation. And this was perfectly possible. What we have done is simply registered B and C before doing the addition, as opposed to adding them before registering the output. But if we look at migrating the multiplexer, then we run into what's called a causality problem. We will need an earlier version of the control input to the multiplexer, and that may or may not be available. It might be that the signal DD has come from a component which we don't have the source code for, which we cannot dive inside. It might be a sealed macro. For instance, it might be the output from an ARM core, and that ARM core was provided to us by ARM. We put it on our chip, but we're not allowed to know the inner gate level circuit for that, and hence we can't get signals out of it earlier. Indeed, the signal might not exist inside the ARM in an earlier form suitable for us to use. Of course, instead of getting earlier versions of the inputs, you can always produce your outputs later, but that doesn't help other parts of the circuit which want your inputs earlier. That's the synchronous loop problem. If we are going to produce our output later, then we have to be delivering it to an interface that supports retiming, i.e. something with handshaking, a transactional interface. In the above expressions, we're assuming the adder, for instance, is a combinational circuit. In fact, quite often we'll be using operators, not addition so much, but certainly multiplication and division, where there are pipeline stages intrinsic to them. And so, in fact, the registering of the inputs and outputs of them is absolutely necessary, and that would stop us rewriting the Verilog in this way, because then the logic synthesis tool won't be able to find a suitable component in the technology library which pattern matches what we've described. Retiming can also help us with structural hazards. The most obvious example is the write-back cycle in the RISC pipeline. To refresh your memory, that is where we delay the result of ALU operations so that they take the same length of time as decache hits to service. And by doing that, whether we've done an ALU operation or a load, doesn't make any difference. The register file write for that result will be at a constant offset from the execution phase, and hence there won't be structural contention for the write port on the register file. Logic synthesis tools also tend to introduce some other types of re-encoding. For instance, the controller for a finite state machine might be re-encoded. It might be converted from a packed binary form to a unary form called one hot, where just one of the flip-flops representing the state vector has a 1 in it and the rest a 0. So unary encoding. Or sometimes grey encoding is selected automatically. Or sometimes we've asked for a reset to 1, which is called a preset, and the underlying technology only supports reset to 0. So the obvious thing to do is to use the reset to 0 circuit and then treat it logically as inverted, which means inverting the inputs and the outputs. So that sort of rewrite does happen in logic synthesis tools. And in another lecture, we'll talk about checking the equivalence of rewritten and unrewritten circuits. Next slide.